High pressure will dominate our weather for the next 2 days and bring us some great summer weather. We should see a fair amount of sunshine with a few extra clouds possible across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and southern Greens, and an isolated shower can't be totally ruled out for those areas as well. Overall, today and Thursday are looking like gorgeous days with ample sunshine and temperatures near normal for us. Unfortunately, I wish I had better news about the weekend. It's still looking like an active period of weather shaping up with a slowly evolving trough to our west. Several disturbances will round the trough and move through the region, with several rounds of showers and thunderstorms moving through over the weekend and into the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in northern Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the central and southern high plains, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the central and northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. A marginal risk for severe storms with hail and locally strong wind gusts is forecast for a portion of the central and southern high plains and northern and central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley region this afternoon. Synoptic scale pattern will change little today, with a broad upper trough over the eastern two-thirds of the country, downstream from a Rex block near the western U.S. coast. Embedded within this regime, a shortwave trough currently over southern Saskatchewan will continue slowly southeast through the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley, accompanied by a cold front. This front should extend from eastern North Dakota southwestward into Wyoming as we head into the afternoon. A lee trough will reside across the central high plains into South Dakota. By the end of the day, the cold front will extend from northern or central Minnesota southwestward into western Nebraska. A quasi-stationary front will persist from the southeast states into Texas. Taking a look at tropical activity for today, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says Tropical Storm Franklin is expected to have a mainly westward motion over the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Franklin will move westward across the Bay of Campeche today and near the coast of mainland Mexico tonight or early tomorrow. A strengthening trend is likely to begin when the center moves out over water, and Franklin could be near hurricane intensity at landfall in the southwest Gulf Coast of Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 85 and a light and variable breeze. In Boston, sunny, a high in the low 80s, winds out of the southwest. And in Buffalo, sunny skies, a high in the upper 70s. Southwest winds pretty breezy from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Albany, New York, climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 96 set in 2001. Minimum temperature is 61 with a record of 46 set in 1989. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 9th. Sunrise was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:05 p.m. We actually lost 3 minutes of daylight today alone. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny with some patchy fog to start, highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy, again patchy fog overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, some patchy fog to start, then sunny with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then mostly clear with patchy fog overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, patchy fog to start, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog to start, sunny skies during the day, a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog to start, sunny skies the rest of the day, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, some patchy fog, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Partly sunny Monday, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. And mostly sunny and nice on Tuesday, with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.